卑诗省最大紧急通讯中心 ECOM 今日公布2025年度十大最不当使用911的名单，列出过去一年公众滥用紧急服务的荒谬案例。名列榜首的是一名乘客因为航空公司不准他携带过大的手提行李登机，竟然报警求助。而根据公布的通话录音，接线生无奈解释警方没办法干预航空公司的行李规则，并且建议该名乘客改为托运。
If your bag is taller than usual, but if your bag is oversized, you can check it in, you just can't bring it on as a carry-on. Well, unfortunately, the police can't help you with that. If that's the rule of the airline, you have to follow the rule of the airline, but it's not something the police will help you with.
除了登机纠纷，今年的榜单也包括多宗令人啼笑皆非的个案。有市民因为不满理发之后的造型而报警投诉，亦都有人因为洗碗机损坏或者不满 Walmart 的气炸锅退货政策而拨打紧急热线。此外，针对非电动车停泊在充电站，甚至是有人在星巴克泊车之后但前往超市购物等生活琐事，都有市民要求警方介入，严重占用紧急救援资源。
Sorry, so you're calling 911 because you wanted to take a parking spot, but somebody else took your parking spot, but then you saw that this person wasn't going into Starbucks, they were actually using that parking spot to go into Fraser Mart. Okay, like did he have a weapon or something? Like is there...Or did he assault you? Like, I'm not sure why you're calling 911 to complain about a parking spot. Right? This is super inappropriate because 911 is the emergency line.
数据显示 ECOM 每年处理全省大概99%，一共是2,000,000通的报案电话。ECOM 传讯经理 Carly Pice 又提醒，911仅限于生命安全、财产受威胁或者是罪案进行中等紧急时刻使用，旨在确保警察、消防和救护人员能够第一时间抵达现场。他呼吁公众应该负责任地使用服务，如果遇上非紧急事务，应该拨打各部门的非紧急热线或者查阅官方网站的联络清单，以免有需要的人士没办法得到适当的协助。另外，有接线生在声明中指出，无论报案的内容表面上有多荒谬，工作人员必须将每通电话视作紧急情况处理，直至确认无误。他强调，在处理交通投诉、室内发现黄蜂或者剪发不满等琐事的时候所耗费的每一秒，都可能令到真正身处生命威胁的人士失去救援的机会。加拿大中文电台记者陈文玲报道。